Cameron Ingle.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so first project. My roommate's name was Michael Craddock. He was on the picture. Brett mentioned him. And he was like, hey, man, I'm Michael. And I was like, cool, what's up? And I walked right past him, went to my room, put my stuff away. I didn't even know what he was for, like, maybe, like, 4 days or something. I just didn't understand what was going on. And but he was incredible. I've learned so much from him from that summer. And I still go back to a lot of the things he taught me. And the funny thing was, it was probably midway through the summer, and so me and Wally were on the same project. You guys know me and Wally's friendship history, and I'm, like, sharing with him all these things that Craddock is teaching me all the time. Like, he's teaching me this. He's taking me here. We're doing this together. We're doing this, and he's meeting with me one-on-one, all this stuff. And so Kyle then goes to Brett and was like, Brett, I don't really know if this is what's going on, but am I supposed to be having one-on-ones with my servant leader? Like, we haven't done that once all summer. And so Wally didn't have the privilege I did. And it was because his servant leader maybe didn't quite understand the role that he was expected, and he maybe knew he needed to lead him, but didn't know, like, here's what we want from you. And so we still go back to that, because it was just some miscommunication, maybe. I think Wally's still a little bitter about it, and so maybe we can deal with that. So here's, if you guys have your notebooks open, go ahead and close them really quick before you memorize that. I was a few years after that, me and Troy and I got to be team leaders together with a guy named Mike Lockett, if anybody knows Mike Lockett from IEPUI. But I remember before I went down that summer, Matt Casey from USI told me, Cameron, this is going to be one of the best summers of your life because your entire job is to give your life away. That's all you have to do. And I was like, wow, that just totally flipped everything in perspective, like what I was thinking. And so for you guys, if you're team leaders, that is, you don't have a job. You just get to go down and fully give your life away. And as servant leaders, it's still your role. You guys get to go for an entire summer, and your entire focus is to give your life away. And I remember really early on in that summer when Charlie and I were team leaders, as we put on the back of our door the verse that Brett shared last night, 2 Corinthians 12:15, that says, I'll most gladly spend and be spent for their souls. I remember that was our hope, is that we really wanted to just be exhausted every day we go back to our rooms. Like, we're going to exhaust ourselves for these people. And so with that, I want to ask a couple of questions. Is who liked their job last summer at Universal? Who enjoyed it for the most part? Okay, Tucker, what'd you do?
Dr. Doom.
That's where I worked, man. That place is awesome, isn't it? Did you scare people during your breaks? Yes. Okay, so if you can briefly explain to me what your job was. Like, what were the different roles? Just pick one of them, maybe, like, pick the one, I forget what it is. Yeah, do tower operator. Like, what would you do?
Tower would come down, you'd have to go in, lift up the seats of everyone, tell them to get out, pretty much. And then front doors open, new people came in, then you'd have to buckle them all in, make sure they're all safe and ready to go, and then go out of the tower, hit a button,
talk.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of the spiels?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yes,
you can. Dr. Doom's a cool ride. You can actually tell people they're going to die, and it's totally fine. Because you're a mean person, so you can, like, be a jerk and fake them out and be mean. And
I love when they ask me, is this ride scary?
Yeah. Yeah, or they try to ask to get out, and you just tell them no, or then you come back and make sure they're okay. But and so you had expectations. Like, you had an actual job role. Like, you couldn't just go to your work and kind of just make up your own role, right? I mean, you had to. There was a very particular process. Our leads would expect us, you need to go to each one, buckle each thing, hold this button for this many seconds, wait for this. And you guys all know what that's like, right? Has everybody here had a job in their life, right? So you guys know that there's certain expectations that come with the job. And so we want to share really quick, what do you guys think, without looking at your notebooks,